Commentator Kevin Phillips says the events unfolding in the Mideast have disturbing historical parallels.
The prelude to World War II included Hitler's terror in Germany and Stalin's in Russia, as well as Japanese brutality in China led by the infamous Rape of Nanking. World War I was set off by Serbian Black Hand terrorists assassinating Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria-Hungary. Terrorism has made a similar surge in the last decade. Unfortunately, it's occurring in tandem with yet another characteristic of pre-war periods. This is the slow emergence of a new geography of international tension and confrontation, one that starts by showing itself in small wars and other hostilities. World War II, for its part, was prophesied in the mid to late 1930s by Nazi Germany's maneuvers and aggressions in Eastern Europe. The assassination in Serbia that set off World War I also followed the new emerging hotspot geography of two earlier local wars, the First Balkan War in 1912 and the Second Balkan War in 1913. Today's worry involves the new geography of conflict emerging around Islamic-related terrorism. It stretches from North Africa through Israel, Palestinian territory, Syria, and Lebanon, then extending to Chechnya and the Caucasus and Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan, then to India and Pakistan, and on to Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines. The West regards most of the tension as coming from Islamic-linked terrorism. Islamic nations, in turn, see terrorism in strikes by Western, Russian, and Israeli aircraft, tanks, and missiles. Neutrals tend to see some of each argument. In the wake of September 11th, of course, the United States was outraged. But in trying to build a coalition against terrorism, Washington probably went too far. It condemned and defined terrorism too loosely, letting Israel and Russia in particular take their partly political problems with the Palestinians and the Chechens and slap a purely terrorist label on Islamic frustration. That fed the fire. Afghanistan, it appears, has ceased to be the main battlefield. Now we see mostly Islamic places like the Palestine territories radicalizing, while former enemies like Iraq and Iran start to edge closer in shared hostility to the United States. Under the circumstances, it's a good thing that Colin Powell's peace mission has replaced inflammatory language about where the next war should start.
Comments of Kevin Phillips. His upcoming book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.